Craig Johnson is the author of the Sheriff Walt Longmire Western Mystery Series, the basis for the A&E series Longmire. He'll be in Oklahoma City Monday for a signing of his newest Longmire tome, Any Other Name. For those unfamiliar with the stories, Johnson describes his protagonist this way.
Walt's a little bit different, I think, than a lot of, you know, the protagonists that you see in crime fiction who tend to be the 6'2" of twisted steel and sex appeal. Every woman wanted him. Every man feared him. And they can kill anyone with a number two Ticonderoga pencil in 3.2 seconds. Walt's a little bit more of a, he's what I tend to refer to as over. You know, he's overweight. He's overage. He's overly depressed. He's a lot like all of us. You know, he's a little bit more of an everyman kind of investigator. But, you know, he also happens to be the sheriff of the least populated county in the least populated state in the country, which is Wyoming.
While the series is set in Wyoming, Sheriff Longmire's hometown might sound familiar to Oklahomans. At the suggestion of an Okie friend, Johnson sets Longmire's adventures primarily in the fictional town of Durant, where Longmire lives in the county under his jurisdiction. One facet of Johnson's stories that sets them apart is the realism and accessibility in the midst of all the glitz and glamour seen in other entries in the crime genre.
In a kind of a CSI universe, you know, Longmire is, you know, something that's a little bit different. In Wyoming, we have one crime lab down in Cheyenne like that, and I once asked a DCI investigator, I said, you know, if you have a high-profile case, you know, how long does it take to get DNA evidence? And he paused for a second and he goes, high profile case? And I said, yeah. And he said, about 9 months. So, you know, a lot of the stuff that you see on television isn't particularly honest as far as, you know, the actual job is concerned.
Craig Johnson appears for a signing at Full Circle Books in Oklahoma City Monday evening at 7 o'clock. For KOSU News, I'm Nicole Robinson Carroll.